Has your name been ruined out of no control of your own because of something that's happening in the world? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
I was talking to my friend who's in town this weekend for the Padres-Minnesota Twins series. He'll be rooting for the Twins. Don't hold that against him.
Be nice to John.
And let me know something that's kind of alarming to me. A longtime friend has had to change his last name. Now, it's going to make sense to you when you hear why, because his last name is Epstein.
Oh,
and
but that sucks.
He can't go anywhere without his kids getting garbage at school.
Oh, geez.
Or even more, and you know, you expect kids to be stupid.
Yeah.
But when he goes to check out at a grocery store, oh, Epstein, how's the island?
Oh.
He's getting harassed to the point where he has changed his, not thinking about it, he has changed his longtime family name.
I'm sure there are names that people have had that at one time were perfectly fine.
Right.
But then because of something that happens in the world, your name becomes something different.
You're ruined. The name is ruined because of something else happening. 833-287-1037.
Is this Katrina?
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. A hurricane. Seriously. And a bad hurricane.
The worst one there is.
Right? That is the worst one. Are you even allowed in the state of Louisiana?
Oh, no. And I would never try.
Wow. So, Katrina, did people react differently to you knowing that your name was Katrina?
Oh, 100%.
Really?
Yeah, I was actually in, like, fifth grade when the hurricane actually came around. And so when everyone is hearing it on the news and this and that, all the kids would look at me like, oh, I was actually named after my grandmother. And so for the hurricane to come about and, like, I all of a sudden, a fifth grader getting made fun of because of my name, I was like, can I change my name now?
Oh, poor honey. Poor honey. Well, I blame you.
It's a very pretty name, Katrina.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Okay,
take care.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For the call.
Let's go out to Chula Vista. Cheryl, what ruined your name, Cheryl?
Commercial where they say, nobody burn down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh. Now that's kind of funny. I'm sorry.
It is. And I mean, it doesn't happen a lot, but a couple of my coworkers have like said that when I like get upset if I can't find something and they're like, nobody burn down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, that's man.
And then you want to punch him in the throat,
yeah,
don't you?
I bet.
Do you have a she shed?
I did, actually.
Yeah. I bet you do.
But I don't.
833-287-1037.
Going out to Sarah Mesa. Hi, Alexa.
Uh-oh.
I can't even imagine how this has affected you.
Thank goodness we are a Siri house, because when I'm like hanging out with my friends or whenever I go to someone else's space and they have Alexa, it becomes a big nightmare. It's like it'll try and call me, or they go to call me, or they'll say my name and Alexa responds.
That's hilarious.
I'll tell you, every girl in the world named Roxanne hates the police.
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light.
What's
because
hilarious?
Everybody
song?
Always sings it to
it's
them.
It's such a great song, though.
I know, but if your name was Roxanne, you'd be annoyed, too.
And we had a friend that we used to work with named Damien. When mm-hmm. those Omen movies came out, he's like, I'm not the devil, okay?
Yes.
It's not my fault they named the devil Damien.